All right, let's dive into this week's deep dive all about, well, escaping feeling financially stuck.
Sounds familiar.
Oh yeah, definitely relatable. And it's something that the blog post you sent over, Infrared Level, really digs into. You know, that feeling of like, almost like your money's controlling you, not the other way around.
Yeah, it can be a real struggle. But what I found interesting is that the blogger actually stumbled on this system that seems to be helping them get back on track. It's called the Millionaire Master Plan by Roger Hamilton.
Okay, I've heard that name before, but refresh my memory. Who is this Hamilton guy again?
Well, he's kind of a big deal in the world of wealth creation, known for his really practical approach, which I think is probably why this blogger is drawn to his stuff. You know, it's not some get-rich-quick scheme.
No, definitely not. It seems like the blogger is looking for something more, I don't know, more concrete, like a real roadmap they can follow. I mean, have you ever felt like some financial advice just doesn't quite click with like your personality?
Oh, all the time. And you know what? That's actually something Hamilton addresses head on with his wealth dynamic system. It's this whole concept that everyone has a unique genius that influences how they approach, well, everything, really, including wealth.
Oh, okay. I'm intrigued. What kind of genius does the blogger identify as?
They say they're a steel genius, which basically means they're super analytical, detail-oriented, probably loves a good spreadsheet.
Oh, I can relate to that. But I can also see how, like, that tendency to overthink things could be a bit of a, well, maybe a roadblock, financially speaking.
Yeah.
You know, analysis paralysis and all that.
Totally. But it's all about harnessing those strengths, right? And being aware of the potential pitfalls. Like, for a steel genius, maybe it's finding ways to streamline their decision making and overcome any risk aversion that might be holding them back.
And that's where this whole infrared thing comes in, right? Where the blogger sees themselves right now. It's at the very bottom of Hamilton's, what is it, the Wealth Lighthouse.
You got it. And the Wealth Lighthouse is basically a way to visualize your financial journey. Think of it like this. Infrared is about more than just, you know, being broke. It's about feeling like you're kind of a victim to your finances.
Like you're constantly putting out fires instead of being in control.
Exactly. And maybe even feeling a bit hopeless about ever reaching those financial goals you might have. I mean, have you ever felt that way?
Ugh. Yeah, for sure. And I think a lot of people can relate to that, right? Like, how do I even begin to climb out of this? But what I find interesting about this model is that it shows there's a path upward. Like, yeah. You move from infrared to red.
Which is about survival, you know, just barely scraping by.
Yeah, and then you climb to orange, where you're working hard, but maybe not as strategically as you could be.
Right, and that's where things start to shift. From orange, you can reach yellow, which is like, now you're playing the game. You're starting to invest, take some calculated risks.
So each level is a step toward like greater financial well-being, eventually leading to abundance, I guess. Mm-hmm. So we go through green, where you're performing at a higher level, blue, where you're kind of orchestrating things.
Right, like conducting an orchestra of your finances. Then you get to indigo, where you're not just managing your own wealth, but you're potentially impacting others too.
Wow. And then there's the top, violet.
The pinnacle,
yeah.
Where you've reached mastery, like using your wealth to make real lasting change in the world.
It's quite the journey. But like you said, it all starts with knowing where you are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the blogger being a steel genius, they're all about taking those concrete steps. They're focusing on three specific actions from the book to help them escape infrared. And the first one is measure your money.
Which really aligns with that saying, you know, you can't manage what you can't measure. It's about getting a really clear picture of your income, your expenses, any debts, you have like a full financial snapshot. And even if you have a stable job like the blogger does, it's easy to feel kind of lost if you don't have a handle on those numbers.
Right. And it's not just about tracking money, is it? Hamilton also talks about the importance of time and attention, like where you're focusing your energy if it's aligned with your goals. That's something I've been thinking about a lot lately myself.
Oh, absolutely. Being aware of your time and attention, it can be a game changer. Especially for steel genius who might get caught up in, you know, the nitty-gritty details.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so that's measure your money. What's the second step the blogger is taking?
The next one is commit to conduct.
Okay, so this is about consistency, right? Building those habits that will actually, like, move you forward. It's like that saying, if nothing changes, nothing changes.
Exactly. And this is where that steel genius strength of, you know, creating systems can really shine. Think about it. A reliable budget, automating your savings, even just setting a specific time each week to look at your finances, it's all about building that consistency.
Okay, so taking those analytical skills and applying them to, well, your money life.
Right. And don't get discouraged if you've struggled with consistency before. Like the blogger mentioned their journaling habit, it's about finding what works for you, getting some accountability, and, you know, just keep refining your approach. What about you? How do you stay accountable to your goals?
Honestly, having an accountability partner, even just a friend, helps so much. Just someone to check in and, you know, keep me on track. And speaking of accountability, the blogger is actually using social media for that. They're creating a new Instagram profile to document their journey out of infrared.
Oh, that's smart. Especially for a steel genius, that public accountability can be really motivating, like having a whole community cheering you on. And it leads us to the final step. Do your duty.
Okay, so this one seems less about individual effort and more about, like, working with others.
Exactly. It's about recognizing you're not meant to do this alone. Doing your duty could be finding mentors, joining mastermind groups, even just having open conversations with friends and family about your goals.
So it's like building that support system and using everyone's strengths. I love that.
Exactly. And, you know, it's also about using your unique genius, not just to achieve your own goals, but maybe even help others do the same.
Okay, so the blogger is taking action, getting organized, building a community. That's a pretty awesome foundation for escaping infrared.
Absolutely. It's clear they're really committed to changing their financial future. Now, before we go deeper into each genius type and how they navigate the Wealth Lighthouse, let's take a moment to bring this back to you, the listener.
Yeah, let's do that. Take a second and think about your own financial journey. Where do you see yourself on that Wealth Lighthouse? What are your goals? And most importantly, what's one small step you can take today to start moving toward them? Remember, even the tiniest action can create momentum.
It's pretty inspiring to see the blogger actually taking those first steps, you know, like moving from feeling stuck to taking control.
Yeah, it really is. And it's a good reminder that no matter where you are on that Wealth Lighthouse, you can start making progress, right? Okay, I want to go back to those genius types for a sec. You mentioned the blogger is a steel genius. But what about other personality types? How do they fit into all of this?
That's a great question. So Hamilton actually outlines 8 geniuses in total. Each one, you know, has their own strengths and ways they approach wealth. For example, you might resonate with the dynamo genius. They're known for their, like, energy and that entrepreneurial spirit.
Oh, okay. So like the person who's always coming up with new ideas, always on the go.
Exactly. But, you know, they might struggle with, like, slowing down and focusing on those details.
Yeah, that makes sense. And is that where a steel genius would come in?
Like,
to provide some balance?
Right. A dynamo genius and a steel genius working together, that could be a really powerful combo. And then you have the blaze genius. They excel at connecting with people, building relationships.
Oh, so the ultimate networker.
Yeah.
Someone who can, like, light up a room and inspire people to take action.
Exactly. I'm starting to see how all these different geniuses can not only find their own path to wealth, but, you know, even complement each other.
Right. It's like figuring out your own strengths and then, like, looking for ways to leverage those, but also recognizing where you might need some support. What about you? What are some of your natural strengths, would you say?
That's a good question. You know, I think I'm pretty good at, like, connecting ideas, explaining complicated things in a way that makes sense.
Okay. So maybe a bit of a blaze genius in there, mixed with maybe a temple genius, the one who loves to teach.
Oh, maybe. That's interesting. You could definitely use those strengths to build a successful career around education, coaching, even consulting. And think about how you could collaborate with other geniuses, like maybe a star genius, someone who's great at attracting attention to, you know, put a spotlight on your work. Or a lore genius who's amazing at managing teams, resources.
Whoa, okay, this is making me think about my own network, like all the different people I know. It's kind of cool to think about how those connections could lead to new opportunities.
Right, and remember, understanding your genius isn't about putting yourself in a box. It's about using that self-awareness to make smarter choices, especially with your money.
Okay, so how does all of this tie back into the Wealth Lighthouse? Like, does each genius have a specific path they need to climb?
Well, there's no one-size-fits-all approach, but some geniuses might find certain levels easier to navigate than others. For instance, a star genius, with their natural charisma and ability to, you know, attract attention, they might find it easier to reach that yellow level. That's where they can leverage their influence to build wealth.
Okay, so maybe through investments or starting their own businesses.
Exactly. But then they might also need to be mindful of, like, their spending habits and develop a more structured approach to their finances.
Which is where a steel genius might excel, right?
Mm-hmm.
With all that planning and organization.
Right, they're naturally drawn to things like risk management, which is essential as you climb higher on that wealth lighthouse. They might thrive in careers like finance, accounting, tech, you know, where they can use their analytical skills.
That reminds me, the blogger actually mentioned feeling overwhelmed by the idea of budgeting.
Hmm.
It can be daunting, especially if that's not your, like, natural strength.
For sure. And that's why it's so important to remember that, you know, asking for help is okay. Maybe collaborate with a steel genius friend or even hire a financial advisor. There are tons of tools and apps that can make budgeting way easier, too.
That's a really good point.
Mm-hmm.
But even with all the right tools, there's still that mental hurdle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like shifting your mindset about money.
Oh, absolutely. It's not just about practical steps. It's also about addressing those, you know, deeper beliefs that might be holding you back. Remember the blogger talked about not feeling in control of their money.
Yeah, I think that's something a lot of us struggle with, like constantly playing catch up, worrying about surprise expenses. It can be exhausting.
It really can. And, you know, that's where this whole wealth dynamic system can be so powerful. It's not just about, like, making money. It's about aligning your money with your purpose, with your values.
So, like, making your money work for you in a way that feels good.
Exactly. And that looks different for everyone. For a Blaze genius, maybe it's about using their wealth to strengthen their community. A dynamo genius might be super passionate about funding innovative projects. And a steel genius might find fulfillment in creating financial security for, you know, their family.
I love that. It's not just about the numbers, it's about the impact. But I'm curious, what are some common beliefs that might be keeping people stuck in infrared?
Well, one big one is this idea that money is evil or that, you know, wealthy people are greedy. Those beliefs can really sabotage your success. You might avoid opportunities or, you know, even self-sabotage because you don't want to be seen as, like, one of them.
It's like you're holding yourself back without even realizing it.
Exactly. And another common one is the scarcity mindset, that feeling like there's not enough to go around.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely felt that. Like this constant worry about losing what you have or not having enough.
And that fear can lead to, you know, all sorts of unhealthy behaviors with money, like hoarding, overspending, even avoiding financial decisions altogether, which ultimately keeps you trapped in infrared.
So how do we start to change those beliefs? Is it as simple as positive thinking?
Well, affirmations can help, but it's more about, like, catching those negative thoughts and challenging them. Pay attention to the stories you're telling yourself about money.
So, like, if you catch yourself thinking, I'll never be able to afford that, stop and ask yourself, is that really true? Or what evidence do I even have to support that?
Exactly. And then look for evidence that contradicts that belief. Maybe you've successfully saved before or achieved a financial goal. Remind yourself that you are capable and, you know, start building that abundance mindset.
Believing you can create wealth and, like, attract opportunities.
Exactly. It takes time and effort, but shifting those beliefs is totally possible.
So as we continue this whole journey out of infrared, it's important to remember that it's not just about the practical stuff. It's also about building a healthier, more empowering relationship with money.
Right. It's a holistic approach. Understanding your genius, leveraging your strengths, and developing a mindset that, you know, truly supports you.
Okay, so before we get into the blogger's specific strategies and some more tips and resources, let's take a moment to reflect.
Think about one limiting belief you have around money.
And what's one tiny action you can take today to challenge that belief? Even a small step can make a difference. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here, talking about the wealth lighthouse, all those different genius types, and how important mindset is. But I really want to get into the nitty-gritty of the blogger's action plan. Like, how are they actually using all of this to get out of infrared?
Right, well, remember, they're focusing on those three steps we talked about from the Millionaire Master Plan. Measure your money, commit to conduct, and do your duty. It's a pretty solid approach.
Yeah, it does seem like a good fit for someone who's a steel genius, you know, someone who thrives on analysis and systems.
Exactly. So for Measure Your Money, the blogger is really getting down to basics, tracking their income and expenses, making a budget, and figuring out, like, what their debt situation looks like.
It's all about knowing those numbers. But I got to ask, what about people who just, like, hate budgeting? It can feel so restrictive.
Oh, I hear that. But think of a budget less as, like, restriction and more like a tool to make good choices. It's about being intentional with your money, you know, making it match your values and creating a plan to reach your goals.
So it's about taking control instead of feeling controlled.
Exactly. And for someone who feels overwhelmed by the whole budgeting thing, there are tons of different ways to do it. You could try that 50-30-20 method where 50% of your income goes to needs, 30% to wants, and 20% to savings and debt.
Or I bet a steel genius would love that zero-based budgeting where you account for every single dollar.
Right. It's about finding what clicks for you. And remember how the blogger talked about being mindful of time and attention, too?
Yeah, that's a big part of measure your money, right?
Absolutely. It's like thinking of your time and attention as these precious resources, just like money. So the blogger is asking themselves, where am I spending my time? Is it actually helping me reach my goals? Are the things I'm giving my attention to, you know, bringing me joy or just draining me?
It's like a reminder to just, like, be more intentional with how we're spending our time and energy.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's measure your money. What about commit to conduct?
So with commit to conduct, the blogger is focusing on building consistent habits, setting up those automatic savings transfers, scheduling regular check-ins with their finances, even using visual reminders to keep themselves on track.
It's like setting things up so you're almost on autopilot, you know?
Exactly. And accountability is huge, like the blogger using their Instagram for that. Having that support system, like a cheer squad for your finances, can make a huge difference.
I love that. Okay, and then there's do your duty. This one seems to be about, like, realizing you don't have to go it alone.
Right. It's about getting support, whether that's a financial advisor, a mentor, a mastermind group, or even just a friend or family member you trust.
It's acknowledging that. Like, everyone has different strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah.
And working together, you can achieve more.
Exactly. It's about using your genius to contribute to something bigger. Maybe you help others in your community with their finances. Maybe you invest in businesses that align with your values. It's about making a positive impact.
I love that perspective. So yeah. It's not just about how much money you have, but what you do with it.
Exactly. And, you know, it brings me to something that wasn't specifically in the blog post, but I think it really connects everything. Financial flow state. Have you ever heard of that?
Ooh, financial flow state.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Okay, so imagine this. Managing your finances feels effortless, like almost second nature. You're making decisions with clarity and confidence, you know, not driven by fear or scarcity. Your money is working for you, supporting your goals and values, and you just feel this sense of peace and abundance in your financial life.
That sounds incredible, like you're in harmony with your money.
Exactly. And while reaching that financial flow state is a journey, the steps this blogger is taking, they're heading in the right direction. They're setting themselves up for that flow to happen.
So it's about way more than just escaping infrared. It's about creating a whole new relationship with money.
Absolutely. And you know, I truly believe it's possible for anyone. It starts with that willingness to learn, taking action, and believing you can create a financial future that feels amazing.
This has been such a great deep dive. I feel like we've covered so much, from feeling stuck in infrared to all the different genius types to practical strategies and even mindset shifts. I hope you feel inspired to take some action on your own journey.
Remember, you have your own unique genius that can guide you. Identify your strengths, find resources that work for you, and start taking those steps, even if they're small.
And don't forget to celebrate those wins along the way, no matter how small they matter.
Absolutely. And if you're looking for more support or want to connect with others, check out our website or our social media. We're here to help you on your path to financial well-being.
So what's your first step toward escaping your own infrared and stepping into financial flow? We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. And remember, financial freedom is within your reach, one step at a time.